You're listening to The Sports Moment.
May 9th, 2024.
Part of the Sports Moments and Memories with Craig Olson podcast. Be sure to like and subscribe so you never miss a sports moment. Sponsored by Pemberton Law and Lake Area Docks and Lifts.
Welcome to the Sports Moments and Memories podcast. I'm Craig Olson. Thanks for stopping by. You know, we get to mid-May and we start thinking about postseason for spring sports activity. And the Section 6A True Team Track and Field Meet was held earlier this week on Tuesday in Pelican Rapids. Barnesville, Pelican Rapids, and Osakis finished 1-2-3 in the girls' team competition, while Osakis, Pelican Rapids, and Bertha Hewitt Verndale ended up 1-3 on the boys' side. Some of the highlights, well, Lucia Wales from Ashby Brandon Evansville has really established herself as one of the top hurdlers in the region and probably in the state. She won both the 100 and the 300-meter hurdles in that True Team meet on Tuesday. Now, in the True Team meet, you can only have two entries, each team, in each individual event. So you've really got to be good at placing people in their strongest events. And obviously, Ashby Brandon Evansville did a good job with Lucia Wales winning both of those events. Pelican Rapids got a couple of championships from Megan Guler, who won the 400-meter dash and also took first in the 200-meter dash. Barnesville did a great job in their relay events as they won the 4x400 and the 4x800-meter relays on the girls' side. And Breckenridge won both the 4x1 and the 4x2 relay events. So good performances there by those teams. Ellie Welch was the discus champion. Ellie is from Pelican Rapids. She was also runner-up in the shot put, as Dakota Mosky was the winner. She's from Parker's Prairie. In that event, Dakota was second in the discus. Grace Backstrom won the high jump. Jaden Sonnenberg of Fraze was second. Grace was from Pelican Rapids. Ashley Manaville of Barnesville was the pole vault champion. And Kinley Borman of Otter Tail Central had a great day winning the long jump and the triple jump. Now, on the boys' side, the champions, Andrew Checo D'Souza from Pelican Rapids, won the 110-meter hurdles event, and Anthony Checo D'Souza, his brother, was the champion in the 300-meter hurdles. So good job there by the Checo D'Souza boys from Pelican Rapids. Other top finishes from the boys' side, Charlie Larson of the Vikings was the champion in the 1,600-meter run, and Brady Rock of Bertha Hewitt Verndale won the 800-meter run. Charlie Larson also won the 3,200-meter run for the Vikings, and the Vikings had a double winner in Justin Jacobson, who won the shot put and the discus competition. His teammate, Grady Larson, was runner-up in the discus, and Brian Martinez of Breckenridge was second in the shot put. Also from Breckenridge, Jacob Kunkel won the high jump, and Brady Crabtree of Frazee was the pole vault champion. And also the relay teams from Bertha Hewitt Verndale turned in strong performances in the True Team meet as they won the 4x100-meter relay and also won the 4x800-meter relay. So good day, True Team meet. Great day for the competition weather-wise on Tuesday as teams gear up for the section meet, which is not that far away. Also, golf. Yesterday, there were some golf meets around the area. The Fergus Falls girls golf team won the pre-section 8 tournament at the Bemidji Town and Country Club. Now, the top team in the section, Detroit Lakes, did not participate, but the Otters took advantage with a 353 stroke total, two strokes in front of runner-up Park Christian. Onajerkis was the runner-up individually with a 75. Annie Mayer had an 82. Olivia Juergens with a 97. And Shea Katzenmeyer with a 99 to round out the scoring for the Otter girls. Also on the golf course, the West Central Area Knights were fourth in a nine-hole tournament at Minnewaska area in the morning, and then in the afternoon they won the nine-hole tournament at Benson by 10 strokes, as Mitch Dewey and Sam Hansen both shot one over par 37s to share medalist honors in that event. So the Knights continue their outstanding play. And on the baseball diamond, New York Mills defeated Parker's Prairie by a score of 6-3. Pemberton Law carries a legacy of trustworthy and reputable legal representation that dates back to 1883. You can visit their offices in Fergus Falls, Wadena, Detroit Lakes, and Alexandria. And you can always visit them online, too, at pemlaw.com. And Lake Area Docks and Lifts is one of our sponsors on the podcast. They offer premium waterfront equipment, sales, service, and installation. Best quality and service at the best prices. Just ask your neighbor at the lake about Lake Area Docks and Lifts.
Lake Area Docks and Lifts, more than just docks and lifts. Lake Area Docks and Lifts.
Twins are trying to win a series against the Seattle Mariners today. Pablo Lopez will pitch against the best the Mariners have to offer on the mound, Logan Gilbert, who is 3-0 with a 1.69 ERA. Twins put themselves in position to win the series by winning last night 6-3. Three solo homers back-to-back in the first inning, Carlos Correa and Trevor Larnach, and then Willy Castro went deep in the second, and Willy added an RBI triple in the fourth, as that offense led Chris Paddock to his fourth straight win. Paddock pitched very well as he struck out 10, pitching into the sixth inning. He allowed a solo homer to Mitch Garver, the former Twin, for the only run that he gave up in the game. So Twins are still 2.5 behind Cleveland in the American League Central, tied with Kansas City for second place. They head to Toronto for a weekend series and then come home to host the Yankees in three games next week at Target Field before going on a more extended road trip, which will include a return trip or a trip to New York the following week. And it's going to be a huge weekend for the Minnesota Timberwolves as they will host the Denver Nuggets in Game 3 Friday night and Game 4 Sunday at Target Center, with an opportunity to sweep the defending NBA champions in their second-round Western Conference playoff series. The Wolves are 4.5-point favorites in the game on Friday night. And tickets, oh, they're pretty spendy. Some of the cheapest seats are $350 on the market right now. And if you want first-level seats, well, it's going to cost you $2,000 to $3,000. So a pretty popular ticket right now. And the Wolves playing some stifling defense. It's going to be very interesting to see how the Nuggets handle playing on the road after the Wolves beat them twice in a row in Denver. Gotta love the chances here for the Wolves if you're a Timberwolves fan right now. Now, Denver Nuggets superstar Nikola Jokic continued to add to his legacy as one of the best NBA players ever. He won his third most valuable player trophy on Wednesday. Third time in four seasons he's been the league's MVP. He topped Shai Gilgeous-Alexander of Oklahoma City and Luka Doncic of Dallas, who finished second and third, respectively, in the voting. And the Minnesota Lynx won their second straight preseason game as they beat the Washington Mystics yesterday, 83-77. So they go 2-0 in their abbreviated preseason schedule. They will open the regular season on Tuesday in Seattle against the Storm. And then a week from tomorrow, Friday, May 17th, they will host the Storm in their home opener at Target Center in downtown Minneapolis. Well, that'll do it for our podcast today. Thanks for stopping by. Be sure to check out part one of our Otter Hockey History podcast on the YouTube channel. And we'll be doing parts two and three here over the next few weeks to complete our look back at Otter Hockey history. Hope you enjoyed that. And we look forward to bringing you the next two segments on our feature podcast involving Otter Hockey. Thanks a lot for joining us. Have a great day.
You've been listening to The Sports Moment with Craig Olson, sponsored by Pemberton Law and Lake Area Docks and Lifts. Produced by Sunroom Lab. Music by Blue Red Roses. Subscribe wherever you get your podcasts, and thanks for listening.